Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was truly designed with you in mind to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that's packed full of very interesting topics and interesting people that come by the studio and say hello. And we ask them that proverbial question, how did you get here? And it's a show that I get to do with two fantastic phenoms, of course, my co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How's everybody?
Doing good. Are you
Hello, world.
As excited as I am, as excited? Oh, dear God. In the studio, right, we've got the cast from Pepperdine that is going to come by and just kind of spill the tea on some really good things and some topics that we really need to kind of hit head on.
Mm-hmm.
They're brave enough, right? They're brave enough to say, you know what? We'll take it. We'll bite. So guys, last week we talked about, what did we talk about last week? Praying persistently and purpose and all of those things that kind of move us into the place that we really are supposed to be. But today I want to shed some light on communicating effectively, all while operating in love. We've talked about love so many times on this show. And what I just kind of want us to be really mindful of is that today we really do have a divine opportunity to present a way to speak on something effectively. Now, we've done it ineffectively where we've tolerated or we've been able to talk about intolerance. We've talked about hate. We've talked about bigotry and racism, sexism, ageism, but all of those jargons really don't equate to what we really need to be talking about, and that is sharing goodwill and well-being when we are dealing with not just any particular race or creed or color of a person, but the entire human race. We've got a chance to stop the madness, so to speak. We've got a chance to operate in love. We've got an opportunity right now, today. I like to liken this as we've all been called to do something, but it's those people that are chosen. They're called, they're chosen, and then they lead with the spirit of leadership, not just the leadership spirit. And I said to you one time, KJ, that what difference does it make if I've made a lot of money and gave all of my money away to the poor, right? Mm. But I don't operate in love. What difference does it make if I've got a million followers or supporters on every one of the social media platforms, but I'm not operating in love? It means absolutely nothing. So if anything, to speaking effectively, communicating effectively, but doing it in love, because that is really the precipice of why we're here, right? Love. And what's your thought on when you're communicating effectively and doing it in love? Am I just fooling myself? Is that something that we truly can do as a society?
KJ, you want to go first?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. 100%. I feel like without that, you have to understand where you're coming from at the end of the day. And with that foundation of love, And when you're addressing a topic that we know it's like, oh, there's a lot of gray areas and you have to really come together and understand each other's perspective. Without that foundation of love, you're not going to be able to listen to anybody. If you're coming from a foundation like, oh, I'm always right, and whenever whatever I say, it's law, that you're going to butt heads, and that's when the argument comes. Always come from a perspective of understanding and love. With love comes respect, understanding, compassion. There was a whole plethora of qualities that come with love. And with that foundation, that's when you can really have a true conversation.
Thank you.
I know for me, I like to get into the definition first, because a lot of us feel different ways about love. And if you like look up love, it's the mix of emotions, behaviors, and beliefs associated with a strong feelings of affection, protectiveness, warmth, and respect for another person. It doesn't have to be a girlfriend or boyfriend thing. And like when I think of love, one of the things that KJ mentioned, for me, love is compassion. Love is enduring. Love is truth. Love is growing together. Love is fulfillment, and love is selfless. And I think the selfless part is the important piece. It's like when you have to put yourself, your ego, your pride aside and really try to get to, you know, the soul of the other person. And that's where the communication comes in. Do you care enough about this person? Do you care enough about what they're saying? That's when you have to put yourself, you know, pretty much on the back burner. So I think one of the most important things is to be selfless in love. It's not about if I give this, what will I receive in return? It's just I am giving this because it's in me. It's in my heart. You know, I love this person. There's a connection there and so on. So I think we have to kind of examine the root and, you know, our so-called definition of love first and understand the qualities that comes, you know, with love and communication and commitment and, you know, all those things. So
I love it. So you're under the, I guess, the school of thought that we can truly have we can communicate and we can get our point across and we can be for the good and well-being of the person and we can still do it in love, right? We don't have to do it in hate or, okay. Very good. No. I agree. And that's why I'm really excited about the guests that are coming on, because they are doing a play, guys, that AJ, you know about this because you're in it, but they're doing a play that really touch on some situations that and topics that we really need to have that conversation and we're not having it. You're seeing it kind of displayed in the media and, you know, when people's boiling points are kind of there and we're screaming at each other and it's not effective. It's not, for me, you know, looking at it, it's just we're missing something for this group to come and to do a play, and they're going to talk more about it. I'm excited about it, and I just really kind of want to get in the meat and potatoes of everything. And I love the fact that we have a gentleman that has been with the Dr. Tanji show before, Mr. Nick Few, that is part of he's kind of assembled this cast. And if you know anything about this gentleman, when Nick comes into a room, he makes you feel alive. Nick has a way of making you think that you can really do anything that you put your mind to. So I'm excited that he's here. And I'm ready to have that conversation, if that makes any sense.
Yes, I'm super excited to have everybody on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to admit everybody who is here. I present to you Sam Brock, Carice Fizell, Indy Wilson, and Nicholas Few, the cast and director of Pepperdine's Polar Bears, Black Boys, and Prairie Fringe Orchids. Everybody, give it up for the cast and director of the play, Polar Bears, Black Boys, and Prairie Fringe Orchids.
Oh my gosh. What's going on, welcome, guys. Hi there. Sam and Nick and Indy and Carice. Thank you. Thank you so very much for being a part of this show.
I think I saw a couple of you guys in Ragtime. Did I not? In at Pepperdine, I came to the play and loved it. my husband and I, we were like little kids in the candy store. I know him. Oh my God, I know her.
That's awesome. So
it is wonderful to have you here. Thank you so very much.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy to see you again, Dr. Tanji.
Gosh. Nick, I told you right before the show, man, I'm sold, brother. I've been following him. I think your mom just had a birthday the other day. Was it yesterday?
Yes,
happy birthday to the queen.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I really wanted to dedicate this show to you guys, because you're tackling some discussions that we need to hear these conversations. And Nick, I'll just start. I don't want to take you from everybody, but how did you get here? How did you get to this play now in this kind of climate?
It's so amazing how I feel like when you're walking in your purpose and when you are in alignment, God, the universe, however you want to look at it, sets you up right in order. This play was chosen like a year and some ago. And it was a poignant discussion then. But even more so now that we have experienced, that the world is experiencing such discord. In my class, I make it my duty to introduce new works and works by people other than the status quo. Mm. And by status quo, I mean strictly white playwrights. My experience in grad school and undergrad, you know, we read Shakespeare, Ibsen, Chekhov, and that was about it. And there are other stories to tell. Mm-hmm. And I am okay with being the one to bring it in.
I love it.
And our class read it in our directing class. And it was in theater research class. And the students, all of the students in the class, had an overwhelming response. So the community called for it, right?
Experience at Pepperdine and to do a show written by a young black male here from LA.
I know. You know? That is amazing. Amazing. Let's start with this beautiful cast that was able to assemble together. Therese Frizzell. Hi.
Hey.
I love that smile, Carice.
Thank you.
What role do you play in this play?
I am Shamika.
And would you fill us in a little bit about that particular character?
So basically, my character, I just come into the play just very optimistic. Like, you know, I'm in search of a potential love interest in my character is the owner of the Frederick Douglass bookstore, and I'm very comfortable. You know, I went to college and I got a degree in education, and I think just like throughout the play, it's kind of that struggle between speaking up, but still not becoming the stereotype that people think that I am, but, you know, still, you know, not letting any ignorance slide. So it's kind of just like finding that balance between the two. And like, you definitely see that as the play goes through.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And of course, we've got Indy Wilson. Indy, welcome.
Hi.
What role do you play in this play?
I play Molly Castle. And she is like 40 years old, wife to Peter Castle. And she's comes from a very privileged background, grew up on Long Island, well-educated, middle class, everything. But she is, her big thing is trying to use that privilege for good. And so she adopted black son, Jason, and she's trying to get her, Peter, and their son, Jason, I guess, kind of involved with the Black Lives Matter movement because Molly is a saver. She wants to save the world. She wants to save her son. She wants to do whatever she can with her privilege to make the world a better place. But of course, that can be kind of at times.
Oh, yes, of course. And of course, Mr. Sam Brock. Thank you, Sam. What role? What's your role in all of this?
So I am Peter Castle. I'm Molly's husband. And I also come from an upper class background, except I'm a little more ignorant than Molly is. I think I have this wealth. I'm a trauma surgeon and I want to just start a family. You know, I don't want to, Molly's very interested in the earth and, you know, all these causes. Uh-huh. And I'm so ignorant. I just want to, you know.
I love it. And our very own KJ. KJ, thank you so much, Sam. KJ, what role do you play in all of this?
You know what, Dr. T? I didn't know you were going to ask me that question. I'm KJ. I am the assistant director, one of the assistant directors of Polar Bears. And I also am the voiceover of Elijah towards the end of the play. A young 12-year-old kid who got shot in the middle of a park by a police officer.
Wow. Talk about taking from straight from the headlines and the news, right? Absolutely. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now that we have all of that, why now? Why now? And this is for everybody. And I'll yield the floor. I don't want to be too forward here, but why now do you feel comfortable doing it in this climate? And why? Why now? And that's for everyone, please.
The community, well, specifically, my community is demanding the conversation. We need to talk. We have endured some things that, and the you know, I feel blessed because our millennials like Indy and Sam, they're on that same page. They have that same empathy. They have that same heart as we need to have a conversation. I think Indy asked one time in rehearsal. We just talked about the issues. And I talked about my personal issues with law enforcement and being a black male in America. And I remember Indy going, can we do more of this? Can we just do this?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, the community is calling for it. And I feel like our play is going to hold a mirror up to society and go, look at us. Yeah. Are we really cool with this? Right? Is this okay? And it's going to beg to those that do have good intentions, am I channeling my intentions in the best way? Mm-hmm. Right? Am I reaching my potential in using my privilege? So I hope it opens up a lot of conversation and enlightens people. I think theater should always entertain, but also educate and enlighten. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. 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 Thank you so much for that, Nick. Mm-hmm. Indy, I want to hear from you. Why now? I mean, for your asking that question, can we do more of this? Thank you. Seriously, thank you so very much for that. But why now in this climate?
What I love most about this play, and it's something that Nick brings up often during rehearsals, is that each character has flaws. And each character also has, I think, the best of intentions. And I think what happens a lot is when we get into dialogue about what's going on, it's like, it's easy for me to fall into, I don't know, assigning tropes or whatever, being like, oh, like, you don't care, whatever. But with this show, it's just trusting in the fact that each character is human and wants to do what is right, but still manages to fail. Seeing that, and seeing how we can grow from those slip-ups, and that it's okay to make those slip-ups, we just keep moving. I mean, that's what I have learned quite a bit through the experience. I think it's just really wonderful to see that presented, like have a piece of theater, have something to see where it's not one-sided, it's just life.
Perfect. Absolutely. Thank you so very much for sharing that. And Carice Frizel, why now? Why are you a part of this now?
To kind of piggyback off of what Nick was saying, I think opening conversation is definitely like a pivotal stage that I feel like we're at right now, especially following all the events that were happening during quarantine and in the summer. And just like for me recently during class, I don't know about all education systems, but Pepperdine specifically has been trying to incorporate what's been happening into our lesson plans. But like, I sense a strong sense of hesitation from people to want to talk about it. And it just kind of seems everyone's just sitting there and waiting. And I realize that a lot of people feel like that they don't need to talk about it because they're not the problem. I think this show is important to realize that we all have things that we can learn, you know, everybody. And then hopefully like this sparks to be like, hey, you know what? I see myself, because you can see yourself in all these characters. And that's one thing that I love about it. And just by watching it, you can be like, hey, this is me. I recognize that I have this flaw. Let me do something about it. Let me talk about it. Let me get educated and fix, you know, what my issue is.
You just said something that was so profound, Carice. And I just want to breathe that in and take that in, and I'm going to use it. The idea of, I don't want to talk about it because I don't have that problem. Haunts American culture. Dr. King talks about apathy and not saying anything instead of standing back because, you know, the idea is I don't have that problem. But you do. And your grandmama did. And your great-grandma did. We all have the problem. And I just thank you, Carice, for that. Like, that was
absolutely.
I want to piggyback on what you just said. Now, when we have those people who, anybody can answer the question, who say, oh, it's not my problem. How do we show them like, hey, it's still a communal problem. And if one part of the body is hurting, it means the entire body is in pain. Anybody can answer the question, but I just want to know, how do we continue to like, hey, turn your head this way and let's address it.
Well, I think one problem is that we just can't ignore it, as we were just talking about. I think a lot of people have this idea of, I don't know what to do to continue this cause. I don't know. It's not my place. And I'm going to post my black screen on Instagram and call it a day. And that's not the end of the day. And we have to keep spreading awareness of this. And
that's,
we have
right.
to continue going to these protests. And we have to continue using art such as this show to just spread the good word of this.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sam.
So I have a question for everybody, all of you, okay? So this is heavy content. What kind of complexities and challenges have you guys faced with this play? Has it or is it taking you out of your comfort zone? And has it helped to augment or shape your perspective in any way? And this is for everybody. I guess, Nick, can you go first? Because you directed the play, man. You know?
Sure. Okay. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I've been very sensitive about it, very protective about it, because I feel like I'm kind of empathic in a way, and I can tell that the conversation is not an easy conversation for some of our cast members either. And so it's made me, I think, a little bit extra sensitive. I don't force like long hours, because I know that with our community, I have to kind of ease this thing in and let them digest it and see my heart too. Mm-hmm. Let them trust me. And understand that I'm coming with the purest intention myself in getting understanding and enlightening the community. And that I love them.
Wow.
No matter their thoughts or what their parents did, I still love you. And I believe that we can overcome this, but we have to have the conversation. So part of it has been heavy on me to not push early on. I mean, now they'll tell you I'm a little bit, now that's over.
I'm a little bit like, nope, that's not it. but in the top of it, I was a little extra sensitive with time and even giving notes. I'm very specific about, what I'm trying to share or what I'm trying to bring out in this place. So that was the thing. And also, too, when other people want to come into the room and talk or give notes, I'm a little bit on edge about that, too. It's like, now, wait a minute. This is our playground, and these students are coming out of their shell, and mm-hmm. I promised them that it was going to be a safety, a safe place. So I need to establish that with them first before you come in, because people wanted to come in first week and watch. I was like, not yet. Yeah. Let me just playground safe, and then you can,
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good question, Niles. I know, right? The others, you guys, Carice, Indy, any thoughts, Sam? What's your thought on that?
Doing the play and rehearsing it every day, we get into the habit of, I get into the habit of living in that world. And so there's that's helpful for when we're working on it to just be Molly and be in that space. But there are moments when the reality hits you right in the face. There are a lot of moments when that happens, and it's difficult to deal with. Just to know that, like, oh, this doesn't just exist in the play. Like, this has happened and is happening. Yeah. But in those moments, I'm like just so thankful to be doing the show, because I think it's exactly what people need. So that's been like an uncomfortable part, but one that is really, really important. Another thing that I've experienced is feeling a little bit uncomfortable as I dived into Molly, being like, oh, I'm more like her than I initially thought. But doing that allows me to notice biases and privileges that I didn't even know I had. I thought I was pretty okay, but going into it, I was like, oh, I understand her reasoning here, and it is something that I would do. But then hearing what the other characters say, I'm like, ah, okay, so that's why that's not cool.
Wow. It's something, though.
Yeah, like I think Carice said, people who watch are going to see a piece of them in all these characters. So it's like, oh, I've had a lot of oh moments.
Is that right? Carice?
I'm going to say like exactly what Indy was saying. As I started to go deeper into Shamika, I realized that we are so similar that it's scary. So it's like, wow. I recognize the good things, but I also recognize the bad things. Mm. And with that, like how Nick was talking about being very sensitive and aware, it's like whenever I leave rehearsal and I go into the real world or on Zoom and stuff, I just feel like I notice all the little things now because I've been living it in the play. So every little comment, every little remark, like any little thing, like I've always been kind of aware of it, but I'm now hyper aware. Mm. And that's just like one of those things of like, figuring out how to separate myself when I'm in the world of the play and then when I'm in my own world.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for that. And Sam.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I've been dealing with too. I think I view myself similar to Peter in some ways, but then, obviously in some, he's just a little ignorant. And so sometimes it's hard for me to get into that headspace. Mm. I think I've been able to get into it more now, especially because Nick is very encouraging of, don't break because you're uncomfortable, because theater is uncomfortable sometimes. And you have to be willing to be uncomfortable to provide a message, to provide an art. And so I think it's important to get, I've been able to get into it more now that we've been into the process for a long time. But at first, some of those lines that Peter says, I'm really just, ouch, you can't.
Really?
But I'm getting there. And great show.
Thank you so much for your honesty. Thank you. You guys are so brave. You do know that, right?
Thank you. Yes. They are so brave.
Yes,
thank
they you. Are.
One thing I'm going to have to say is like that being on the AD and just watching everybody work and shadowing Nick is that these actors that we have in the cast is like they are truly pioneers of the soul, the human soul. They're able to go into the depths of like areas that the average citizen will not want to venture into. And that's the beautiful part of it. And Nick is like a mama bird just trying to protect the nest. Because like if somebody's trying to infiltrate the nest, now it's not a safe place. Let me make sure they can fly first before other people can come interact with them. You know?
Absolutely.
And that's the beautiful part that I found in each actor. And shadowing Nick, it's just you're just creating a play space. Let's discover this together. Actors, we're creating a physical environment where we can see why are we the way we are.
That was good, KJ. Don't doubt yourself. Okay.
Right. Wow.
So I have another question. How does one go about reviewing and watching this material? Like, how do they get their heads and emotions ready for it? Like, we're in a time where there's a great divide in perspective, and also just overall outlook. What kind of mindset or approach does one need in order to really tackle and grasp and understand how heavy the content is?
You know what, Niles? I want people just to come to the table.
Okay.
All right. Let us worry about changing your mind or enlightening you. Just come to the table. I want everybody. I want people that know they are low down. Come on. I want people that think they're not. I want people that are I want people that are just interested in the voice of new works just to come, because I think just like how it's affecting these actors, it's going to affect the community. Like I said, the community is asking at, has been asking very patiently, I might add, for this conversation. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have it. And I think, you know, one of the positive things that just popped in my head about this, Niles, is that now people are going to have, they're going to feel free to respond and holler back at the screen and be okay. I never thought about that until now. Like, why would he say, you know how you go to the scene, he's going to be very quiet and just take the show in. Now, you can go in and discover and figure out. So you know what? To answer part of your question, just come in just with an open mind.
Mm, okay.
And even if you don't have an open mind, just come on in. Come on in.
Okay.
I got something for you. I got something for you.
I love it. We talked about the themes, Nick. A couple of the themes, and you know, that are just kind of running paramount right now in our society: Black Lives Matters, racism, homosexuality. You guys deal with all of that. So what's the objective here? What do you, I know that we need to come to the table. Yes, we need to talk about it. But overall, if you were asked, what is it that you want to see this picture, to see this play do, the overall objective?
I want it to touch people's humanness. Mm-hmm. I want us to question what we have been taught about other people through religion, through education, through beauty salon, mm-hmm. through the back seat, back pew, what you heard when you went to the barbershop. I want us to question, first of all, the intentions of the people that were relaying it, but also question why we believe what we believe about other people.
Hmm.
You know, I feel like we have to, I feel like in order for us to come to a better understanding and more harmonious life with each other, we're going to have to investigate why we believe what we believe about each other.
and then dig up who started that and why.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's like you're questioning the narrative, what you've been taught, what you've been fed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Question the knowledge, all of it. I think right now, and I might have said this in rehearsal, but I think right now, while we are discussing what needs to be attacked and what needs to be transformed in America, I think the first thing we need to do is tackle this educational system, history, America. If we don't come to grips with how we're telling it and relaying it and how we're pushing ideas and have been on people, we're not going to beat it. That needs to be, we need to attack education. Wow.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Absolutely.
Go ahead. Run for president.
Now do you see why we had to start the show with communicating effectively all while operating in love? Because
yep.
You guys got something to tell. You do. And how you're going to portray this is just, I mean, really, we need to see it. We do. But I want to know with some of Sam and Indy and Carice, you're practicing, you're going over your lines, you're going over a script. How do you now take from the classroom and put it back into where you are and try to make a difference, to try to get your voice heard now? You've got you've got all the arsenal, so now you got to go and apply it or be deployed, in, you know, for lack of a better word.
I like that.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Nick, I'm learning from you. How about that? But seriously, what now? You've got this arsenal. You got to be deployed back into your own communities. What's your mindset? How do you get the message out? Each of you, please.
I think it's so important spreading awareness. I think in terms of my general education, I think at Pepperdine, it's great how we're in a BA program with our theater program so that, like, I'm in a history class right now where we're learning from the perspective of the natives. And I just think stuff like that is perfect timed for our play right now because that's never taught. And I went to a public school growing up, and we weren't allowed to ask questions about that because it wasn't allowed, and we weren't allowed to ask all these questions. And so at Pepperdine and learning all this stuff and learning from Nick about this is okay to talk about, and more than that, we need to talk about it and we need to express it. And I think just doing research about our past is just so important, and applying that to our show and bringing it now and just spreading awareness of it is so important.
Thank you so much for that. Indy, how do you take from what you've learned and you're learning and put it back into your community?
I can think of two tools on my little tool belt to take into the world. The first one, and I think probably the most important one, is to listen. Number one, listen. It's kind of like how you're supposed to, or how I try to get into a scene is like, you don't expect what the other person is going to say and don't already have your response ready. Like let it come to you naturally. So that's a huge thing. Listen to people, have conversations with people, and also listen to Black voices and read text written by Black voices and get into that. And not just like have all the sources be from other people.
That's all right.
And then the second thing is, knowing now that like tiptoeing around the subject is sometimes just as dangerous or just as toxic. Absolutely. As just being outright like that.
Direct.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. An example from the show that I can think of is, Peter and I have a Black maid. And then we have a little conversation and Shamika's like, I'm worried that we gave her the night off because I'm worried that it would make people feel uncomfortable. And Shamika's like, person doing the job they were hired to do wouldn't make me feel uncomfortable. And I say, even though she's Black African American, and it's like that kind of tiptoey stuff is like, you think you're being like more understanding and stuff, but actually that just reveals more underneath that is
for sure.
That you feel the need to tiptoe. So
absolutely.
I'm going to try to run. Or, you know.
Absolutely. And then, Carice, how do you take what you've got, be deployed into the community, and make that difference, be that change?
Yeah, I think for me, it's definitely just speaking up more and being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Like, I have to be okay with, I may be the only voice that speaks up right now, but that's better than remaining silent. And I think that's the way to go about it. You know, you don't always have to do the whole thing like
this. Right.
You know, you can be respectful, but you can be direct. And, you know, people may take that in, they may not, but you never know whose mind in that room may have shifted just a little bit. And for me, that has to be enough.
That's right.
Absolutely. I want to see this. I really need to see this. How can we watch this show? How?
Oh, we're definitely going to get you guys the link. There's going to be a link that is sent out for RSVP. And you just turn on your computer and plug that link in. And your name is going to be on the RSVP. And they'll let you in the room. It's totally free. It's free.
Are you serious?
There we go. That's a good price right there. That's a good price.
Oh my God, I love it. Nick, you, I said it before last year when I first met you, I'm saying it again, you have a way of just, you make people, you make me want to be a better person. You do. You make me want to live life the way it really is supposed to be lived and not put off tomorrow. That's because right. There's absolutely nothing that I can do about tomorrow. I hope that it comes.
That's
but
right.
All I have is right now.
Right now.
I love you, man.
I love you too, Dr. I'm so honored. I'm so honored to be. I feel real special being a guest twice. I feel
baby,
special.
You are. You're very special. You are. You're living the life that I know your students can see it. You can't fake this. You can't pretend. You know what I mean? It is what it is, right? So I am so grateful. Seriously, I am. For each one of you, how do we stay connected? How do we kind of sneak peek and see what you're doing behind the scenes? You and this new manager, new entertainment company. That's major, man. How do we celebrate all of this goodness with you guys?
Why don't you start, Carice?
So clarification question. You mean like to keep in contact with us or like, I mean, my Instagram is always open at Carice_. But I respond fairly quickly on there. So, you know, you want to message me or get my contact information. That's the easiest way to reach me.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. And you, Indy, how do we stay abreast with all things Indy?
I guess Instagram as well. My username is at Inday, INDAYYYY, 4 Ys.
No way. Really?
Kind of amazing. I've had that since middle school, so.
I'm just classic. Wonderful. And you, Sam, how do we stay abreast with all things Sam?
You can definitely follow my Instagram as well, SamBrock_. I also make music.
Hey, on this show, you cannot tell.
Things, or at least I try to.
Okay. Well, you got to do a couple of bars.
No, Sam.
Okay. Any song suggestions?
No. Whatever's in your heart.
Just do what you do. Just do what you do.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I'll do the Stable Singers from the play. I'll sing a little. All right.
Okay.
I know a place, ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody worried.
Sure.
Okay. Mavis Staple will be proud of you.
I know, right? And Nick, how can we stay abreast with you and all of your antics? I love when you do your skits. You do know that, right? I'm always, I know him. How do we stay abreast with you?
Instagram, NICFEW. at NIC, no K, FEW, and Facebook the same way. But I think there are going to be some things you're going to see me in pretty soon, too. So just stay tuned. Wow. You'll see.
I am so happy for you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this show. Thank you for literally, seriously, we've not had a conversation like this before. You know, we'll have it off camera, but right. For us to be able to talk like this and not be embarrassed, not be ashamed, and not walk on eggshells, thank you.
It's
thank
a beautiful
thing.
Thank
you so very much. It is. It's liberating. It really is.
Yeah. Thank you for creating that space, Dr. Tanji. Thank you for creating
that space. Oh, my God. But you know what? And I really do. I give God glory. But these two guys right here, they make it so easy for me. I know they kind of pull out their hair and say, dadgummit. But they make it. They believe in what we're doing. And I know we're making a difference. When you've got little old ladies in Palm Springs that'll send you a text message and say, hey, I'm watching, you know. Oh, or someone beautiful. From Mississippi. Absolutely.
That's
so
beautiful.
All is well. We're grateful to have you guys. I'm looking forward to, honestly, viewing this. I know that there will be a lot of tears shed and all that good stuff. But, hey, thank you for bringing this to the forefront.
Of course. It's our pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, KJ. Wow. You did it again. You really did. You did. Thank you for taking the bull by the horns and assisting in bringing this production, because it is something that we really do need to talk about, and it is going to be life-changing. I just believe it. I really, really do.
Yeah. This is like a great definition of using art to combat what's going on in society, you know, what we're fighting and experiencing right now. So
I know.
You know, present something like this to the public. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I see you on one of those show days.
Yes, yeah. you will. All of us. All right, we're coming together, man.
Absolutely. Hold hands. What is that, holding hands? I love him. Don't forget, guys. For those who are watching, we have a wonderful presentation going on, a show going on Mondays on Talk to Tanji and Facebook Live. We've debunked the myth behind medicinal cannabis, and we're going into speaking about how do you take a concept like that and bring it to the marketplace. So join us on Mondays, Facebook Live, Talk to Tanji, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and right here on LA Talk Radio Wednesdays at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we talk all things kingdom, all things principle, and all things purpose. Guys, thank you so, so very much. Thank you. This has been one of my favorite shows already. Whenever you're talking about something that nobody really wants to talk about, but it is affecting all of us, whether you're black or white or brown or whatever, you are experiencing something, whether it's a loved one or yourself. So let's all get there together in this and bring some light to something that could be so troubling at times, all the times. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Make life better.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. We really are doing life together, guys. Thank you so much for everything. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So that's our show. Don't forget, stay tuned and follow us and all that good stuff on all of the social medias. It's at Dr. Tanji Show. And I do respond. Yeah, I do. I'm doing better. But have a wonderful day. Please know that we love you to the moon and the stars. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.